free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
It's so often very difficult for an individual to grasp and come to terms with the idea, the fact that they have been conned, lied to, scammed, and hoodwinked for their entire lives. That is why so few can face the truth and then take the necessary steps to deprogram and unlearn. Most people simply accept the reality that is presented and never question the consensus. The vast majority exists within a groupthink mentality, the cognitive prison of an artificial, perceptual, superimposed so-called reality. The situation is one of misguiding and assaulting the conscious awareness to the point of psychological exhaustion and total confusion where the mind becomes highly suggestible. For those relative few who have opened their eyes to the situation and have faced it courageously, a healthy dose of emotional detachment is necessary to maintain balance and objectivity. We can clearly witness a world full of people who respond emotionally on knee-jerk reaction, usually to some poorly produced mainstream media propaganda designed to sway public opinion. Emotional reactivity with no investigation can be extremely dangerous. Logic and reason are nowhere to be found with those who are not in control of their emotions. The same mass media that claimed Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, the same lying corporate apparatus that tried to convince people that jet fuel magically melted three skyscrapers, the same news agencies that claim the lethal injection was safe and effective, are the very same lying prostitutes that are telling the people what should happen as a result of the false flag attack that took place in Israel in early October. Emotionally reactive people that cannot think critically can be easily swayed to support genocide and ethnic cleansing. They can be coerced into supporting their own enslavement. They can be convinced to do just about anything because their reasoning faculties have been completely destroyed through a lifetime of social engineering, indoctrination, and general mindfuckery. And so many of them will defend their manufactured worldview, even with violence at times, in order to prop up their position based on opinions and beliefs that have been force-fed to them. Their beliefs have been adopted, not arrived at through self-discovery and due diligence. They are mind-controlled automatons, sleepwalking through life on autopilot. Detachment leaves room for contemplation, analysis, and actual discovery as opposed to simply buying into whatever one is told to believe by the corporate shill script readers with expensive wardrobes. You know, the media whores who have sold their souls for a paycheck. Speaking of the mainstream media and its prostitute flunkies,
Frankie.
Do you remember when not so long ago, many of them were cursing the vaccine hesitant for not wanting to take part in clinical trials of untested poison? Condemnation of intelligent people for their unwillingness to be uncompensated test subjects for pharmaceutical companies with criminal histories was relentless in the media's psychological warfare campaign.
Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube.
Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer have harmed many people with their toxic medications over the years and have both paid out billions in damages.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh, but let's trust them now with an experimental so-called vaccine and get our kids injected for an alleged virus that is no worse than the seasonal flu. We can already witness the massive death and disability that these concoctions have caused, but the emotionally reactive will stay in their impenetrable denial, refusing to entertain the notion that they just may have been deceived. No, only intelligent people do that.
I've got one that can see.
Speaking of the media whores, where are they now? Why haven't any of them offered retractions to their lethal injection propaganda? If you're waiting for that to happen, you're going to be waiting for a long time. Like, forever. The press is too busy now beating the war drums and shilling for genocide and ethnic cleansing. And still, the normies will buy into every bit of propaganda that is fed to them. They're failing the IQ test again. I have a message for every celebrity, rock star, pro athlete, politician, software engineer, and especially news whores that pushed the poisonous jabs and condemned the hesitant and skeptical people for insisting on informed consent. And to those who are now calling for ethnic cleansing in the Middle East, go fuck yourself, you amoral pieces of garbage. You Hollywood douchebags that shilled for Big Pharma should all get boosted and go crawl under whichever rock you emerged from. Your credibility is shot and you are irrelevant. Take your statism and ill-informed nonsense and shove it up your ass. The only way I will ever respect any of these assholes is if they display the courage to get before the cameras and tell their fans and supporters that they made a mistake, that the hesitant were justified in being cautious. I won't hold my breath waiting for that to happen. A dirty diaper has more integrity and morals than these blithering jackoffs.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
Suck Satan's cock!
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Suck Satan's cock!
XBB.1.5!
Suck Satan's cock.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Suck Satan's cock.
Put the fucking mask on your fucking face.
Suck Satan's cock.
Screw your freedom.
Suck Satan's cock.
That if someone chooses not to be vaccinated, that they should choose to stay home, not go to work, not have a job.
Suck Satan's cock.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I also have no respect and in fact a great deal of disdain for people who claim to be Christian and yet support the carpet bombing of innocent people in Gaza, a devastated region where half the population are children and 32% are Christian. Perhaps some of you fake Christians can help me out. Can you point me to the scriptures where Jesus preaches mass murder and ethnic cleansing? I can't seem to find them. I always thought he said, blessed are the peacemakers, not blessed are the warmongers who mass murder children. Oh, wait a second. I found it. Here it is. Blessed are the Zionist, Ashkenazi, Sabbatean, Khazarian fake Jews that slaughter innocent people. There's nothing more stomach-turning and puke-inducing than Christians calling for blood to be spilled. Shame on each and every one of you assholes.
Suck Satan's cock.
Emotional reactivity with no critical thought will get you into trouble every time. I'm not suggesting becoming emotionless, but to detach and observe with discernment through critical eyes. Remember, these merchants of lies can try to sell you any bullshit they want, but you don't have to buy into it. If you remain in a state of detachment, healthy skepticism comes naturally. If within your circle of normies and NPCs you are asked why you didn't get vaccinated, just tell them it's because you're intelligent. That usually ends the conversation pretty quickly. You can also tell them that you chose not to be an uncompensated test subject in clinical trials for corporations with sketchy track records and criminal histories. Watch the glazed over look in their eyes as you blow a circuit in their brains. The average moron cannot handle logic or factual information. It's unfortunate because this collective ignorance is leading us straight into oblivion. Detachment is so crucial to our well-being as we muck around in this dense, low-vibrational, fallen world. Detach and observe with a balanced perspective and navigate the apocalypse with precision. Walk in peace.
I've got one that can see.
Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
All the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Vaccine, because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Suck Satan's cock.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
Surprise, motherfucker.
That if someone chooses not to be vaccinated, that they should choose to stay home. Not go to work, not have a job.
Frankie.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Brought to you by Pfizer.